Need the blessing of the Lord. I'm glad to report to you about a salvation that's kept me for a number of years. It was 1979, I believe. Monarch meeting that I became a new creature.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
It worked, didn't it?
It's still working.
Thank the Lord.
I know that the devil will challenge us at all points if we... Well, it just challenges us. He'll do all he can to take it from us. But we can have salvation.
Yes.
It's there for us. And it's something that the Lord has power to keep us every day. We don't have to be a failure. I'm so grateful for God's great salvation. There's a scripture that I know it's been used many times. I want to say it again because it's so true. If any man's in Christ,
yes,
he's a new creature. Old things are passed away.
Yes,
behold, all things become new. And that has happened to me dramatically. Back when I got up off that altar, I was a new creature.
Yes, praise the Lord.
My desires were different. My hopes were different. My thoughts of tomorrow was very different. My plans changed in an instant. And I'm grateful they did because God gave me the desires of my heart. It's not that I've desired there before. I wasn't desiring the right things. But when I got saved, He changed my desires. Gave me good desires. And then it's just wonderful to be saved. And I want to encourage you. Hope everybody here tonight is very encouraged. I know some of you young folks have started school. And sometimes in school, you face a different set of there's some opposition sometimes you face. You face your friends, and the devil would like to try to use the peer pressure to make you feel kind of out of place. I know that's one of the things that I had. I remember when I went back to that senior year in high school after getting saved, it was a monumental change in the boundaries that I had to set. But I want to encourage you. You've maybe been in school for a few days and you felt the pressures and you're feeling that oppression sometimes. I want to encourage you. Keep on going.
Yes.
Don't stop.
That's right.
There have been times that I felt beat down pretty good. But I'd come back on my knees and said, Lord, I'm not quitting. And one of the anthem songs that the Lord gave me right at the beginning, it's been one of my anthems. I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith till life on earth is done. I'll never more turn back. Defeat I shall not know. For God will give me victory if onward I shall go. Brother James also gave us there's a wonderful promise in the scripture that he told us. He said, resist the devil.
Yes.
And there's something goes along with that.
Yes.
He'll flee.
Right.
It works. And I want to encourage us to continue on the fight. Never get weary in well doing.
Yes.
But continue going forward. I was thinking about what I have on my mind to share with you this evening. And I suppose if I was going to entitle it, I would entitle it something like Running on Empty. Have you ever been driving somewhere and noticed the gas gauge when you should have noticed it earlier? One time I was traveling somewhere, I think it was New Mexico, somewhere maybe down in the southern part of Texas. I don't know. I was going across an open area of desert, and there was quite a bit of desert. This was before cell phones. And I had a pager, something like that. And didn't have Google Map on a cell phone. And the best I had was a map that they used to call an atlas. You all know, remember those things. And I looked at that. I thought, well, there's a town, I believe. And I had one of those things up on my overhead part of my vehicle that said so many miles to empty, and it was resting on zero. And it looked like I had 20 miles still to go. Well, I was going and the cold sweat started coming. I was on empty. And I passed up some filling stations back the way. You know why I passed it up? The gas was too high. I determined that the next place I could buy a drop of gas, I don't care what it cost, I was going to buy it. And I think there... Sorry. I've been there too. But I believe there's some spiritual application we can get to this in our own lives. And I want to ask you tonight, as kindly as I know how, where are you on your gas tank?
Yes.
Spiritually, are you ready? Are you still determined? You still have the passion? Is the spirit going? Is there something moving down inside? Or are you starting to cool off? And I understand there's some ebbs and flows in life, but I want to impress it upon you, not your mind tonight, that you settle it in your heart that you're not ever going to quit.
Yeah, that's right.
That you will press the battle on until the victory is won. That you will go all the way. And young folks, part of the reason why I tell you my story is because I was about 18 when I got saved, and I'm 56 now, soon to be 57, and has kept me from then to now. And I'm confident that as long as I stay in the grace of God, He'll take me to the crown that I'm seeing.
Yes.
And it's getting shinier as I go. It's getting more precious. We sang a song tonight, I go sweeping through the gates of paradise, and no, I'm not interested in leaving tonight. But if the Lord wanted to come, I think I'd just go ahead and go. I'd joyfully go. I go sweeping through. We can have a very clear conscience, and that's so very important tonight. I want to read over here in Romans, the 13th chapter, 11th verse. It says, and that knowing the time.
Yes.
I have heard all my life, and I felt it many times myself, the urgency of the moment. And how that very possibly tomorrow may not come. Tomorrows have always seemed to come. Don't let that rock you to sleep. It described in the Scripture a time when people would get accustomed to that sense of urgency and come to the place that since time began, the world has always kept on going just like it is. And so we can't perceive of the idea or the time, the moment in which life would be gone and this earth would be gone. But that will happen. And through the years as I've watched, I have seen many a person, many that I never expected to go out as quickly as what they did. I've seen them go out in a hurry. Some young, some old. You know, the night before my mother passed away, I had no idea. She came out there with some fresh baked bread that she wanted us to have. And it was about 9 o'clock that evening, and somewhere within the next about 3 hours she was gone. And I didn't expect that. It's something that happens quickly.
Yes.
Some young people, my pager went off, part of a local fire department there, and they said there's a reported drowning, and they gave the address, and it was within a half mile of where I was standing. Actually, my wife got the page. I was out doing some work outside, and she came and told me, and I hurried and got over there. And it was a 2-year-old that had been playing in a little fish pond, those little decorative fish ponds, had toppled over in there and was unable to get out. And we were unable to save the child. We tried very hard. But she went on out. She was innocent, though, but we never know. We never know. Things can happen so very, very quickly. But this verse says, and that knowing the time, and I can point to all the wickedness that seems to be rising in this earth. In the world, it seems like there's so much that's compounding upon itself. I can point to legislative things that's been happening and tell you that I decry what's happening officially in the United States and the direction it seems like that virtue is not being upheld. And I decry that. I wish it was different. But I want to tell you, that doesn't necessarily mean the Lord's coming tonight, but it might be also. And we need to be ready. That's the thing. When Sister Catherine Williams looked at me, it seemed like there was such a love that flowed out, and I still carry that with me tonight. The piercing, loving eyes that looked in me and seemed to look through right down in my soul and said, "Are you ready?" I would like to ask you tonight, are you ready? And I wish I could look at you like she looked at me, but I believe that our Heavenly Father's looking at you like that. Because He knows. He knows right where you are. And He knows the time. And He knows that it's high time. He knows that His love has opened a door for all the hurting, all the damaged, all the lives that don't know where to go from here. And His love has opened a door that says anyone that's laboring and overburdened and heavy laden, He says, come.
Yes.
Come on. He says that out of great love. And He demonstrated that love so greatly that He was willing to take my part and yours. And He took it to Calvary. And yes, I'll agree that you look at all the pain that He suffered there and the nails that and the crown of thorns and the whipping. It was brutal that He went through. But I would tell you, I would share, I believe that that wasn't nearly the greatest pain that He suffered. I think the pain of our sins laid on Him was much greater. The separation that He felt at that moment when the Lord laid on Him the iniquities of us all. And He said, my God, who was He doing that for? Me and you. And my heart is forever tendered when I look at that scene. My heart is forever drawn, even yet today. I don't believe the man that bears that in his mind and ever watches, beholds Calvary in his heart, I don't believe that man can backslide. I believe he's won. I believe he's drawn very near. I believe you're going to gain the victory when we hold that before our eyes. Knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. There used to be a song, there still is. There's a song that I found moving in my life. As I've heard it sung and I've thought of it many times of how that was, it was the songs describing my condition while sleeping careless on the brink of an eternal woe. I was almost there. I can tell you some stories that would confirm it to you. I don't want to right now. But it's a very dark place in a young man's life when hope seems to be gone. But there was a love that reached through.
Yes, praise the Lord.
I remember down in the dairy barn one evening. This is before we went to Monarch. And before I got saved at that Monarch, the devil had hardened me so that it was difficult for me. I can tell you it's difficult for me to cry, and you look at me now and you say, I don't think. Well, I can tell you the reason why I'm different now is because the Lord changed me. But I remember this was a time that hadn't cried for a long time. And I was down in the dairy barn milking those cows, and there was a song that I knew from a child. It came to my mind, and I started singing it. Pray for me. Pray for me. I'm tired of sin, and I want to be free. And I remember the tears started flowing. And I meant it. Couldn't see what I was doing for some time because down inside I was tired. But love opens the door. It's time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Now I would like to ask you, remember, maybe if you want to look over in 1 John, the 3rd chapter and the 1st verse. Anybody quote that for me? Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons, Son of God. Personally, I know sons of God, but He means personally every one of us. Oh, thank God this evening that the Lord has made a way. And I want to turn over there to 1 John. The 3rd chapter. We should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew Him not. I want to encourage you that when you are changed by this great power and love of God, your mindset is going to be different than what the world's is. Don't expect it to be the same. Your desires will change. Your dreams will be different. Mine was radically different. When I was young, I got tired of people asking me, what do you want to do when you grow up? So I came up with a trite answer, and I said, I'm trying to study to be a professional bum. That's really silly, immature, and crazy. But that changed dramatically after I got saved. The young man who didn't do well in school, for many reasons, but one of them, I just didn't apply myself. After I got saved, I found out I could make straight A's. Believe for a long time I couldn't. But I did. Teachers were pleased. Some of the teachers that I had tormented was very happy that I was saved. It was a change. I don't mean it just to be comical. I want you to know that there's a change. Your dreams are different. And when you look back at where the lack of ambition or the direction you were taking before you got saved, and look at what the Lord has created now. That's where I am. I'm looking back and I see what the Lord has given me now. I say, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. That we could be translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His of light, into of His dear Son. And I thank God for that. And I want to encourage you this evening. And I want to ask you, and I'm not interested in over preaching this message, but I want to ask you, and I'm fixing to sit down, but I want to ask you, where are you tonight? Where's your gas gauge? How are you doing in your soul? And I want to encourage you tonight, if you have this, the price is too high, I don't want to pay it, I want to pay the price. Because when your soul, the perfect price is paid, God will send the holy fire. There'll be something happen inside. And the joy of the Lord will be there without you trying to create it.
Yeah, that's right.
the joy, you'll have something to share, whether it might be stammering. I've done that. Even this evening, I have a stammering tongue. That's pretty common. I do that. But I'm still willing to give that to the Lord.
Yes.
And there's times that something just bubbles up down inside us, and you just got to share it. And there's times that I haven't been able to share it well, but there's something that we can have that's genuine, whether our mouth can say it or not. But when I show you that I care,
yes,
when I reach out to the hurting around me, there's a quality of agape love that's planted, true godly love that's planted within our heart, that we have it to share with the hurting.
Yes.
I encourage you to do that. Love them. Unfeigned.
Yes.
Real and true and pure. And they will feel that, whether your mouth can say very much at all. But they'll see the care. They'll feel the love. And that's very winning. Where are you tonight? Where's the gas gauge? Are you getting ready to... You feeling discouraged and think, I don't know what... Tonight is the filling station. And it's come into view. And I was so happy that time when I saw the filling station up there, I didn't even think about looking at the price. I was even happier when I got within that if this thing runs out of gas, I believe I can coast in. And I remember driving up there and stopping, shut off that key because I didn't want it to die. And I put that gas hose in there and filled it up. God wants us to be willing to give our all, fill it up, pay the price. And the Lord will send the holy fire. I want to encourage you tonight. The Lord is offering you a chance to come in and get filled. And you can enjoy and be a part of the rest of this meeting. I want to encourage you to come and get that this evening.
Pray for me.